December 14th, 2011. My watch says it's almost quarter of eight at night, but I know that's probably not. Yeah, and I'm at intake, you know. I had to come here. There was not really, I mean, it was certainly too late to go to St. Patrick's, and it just, you know, it's just, that place is so small, and there really isn't anywhere to go. I mean, it's kind of the same in intake. It's a little different. I mean, it's just, I figured this would be, you know, it was kind of my only place to go at this time of night. So, and I've been here for, I don't know, I got here maybe almost an hour and a half ago. And so I got in here. Well, actually, it was, you know, they had a caution cone right out front, like right in front of the cages, just like they've got their caution poles and stuff in the parking lot, just like, and they have a fence, like their caution fence and like the tape and like a caution cone. Yeah, and so, you know, I walk in the first cage and there's a guy standing in the at the end of it, like, smoking a cigarette. He just does all this, you know, like, lots and lots of, like, coughing. You can hear this. I don't know if you can hear this. Just that's, I walked in here because one of the staff, like, this guy had gone out with the broom. He was just out with the broom and a dustpan. You know, like, all I was doing was sitting there reading on the bench. Because, and I'm not going to get a bed. I'm going to be sleeping in the cafeteria where they keep the lights on all night. You know, and they'll probably be coughing. And I'll be on a mat on the floor. You know, which is the situation that I was in the last time when I made that recording, and they wouldn't leave me alone. And, you know, they at the end of it, even though I got, like, when I got a bed, they were like, all talking about cheese, you know, right in front of the supervisor. Here, listen to this. That scraping sound, you can hear it, I don't know if you can hear it, is like the guy has actually, now I'm in the restroom, he's out there with the dustpan, like throwing the stuff from the dustpan into the garbage can. Like, he's literally following me around with that fucking thing. I'm sorry, I don't mean to swear, but it's just, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So I get here and there's some homeless guy, like, at the end of the cage, he just, like, coughs and coughs and coughs and coughs and coughs, and like, and the same thing, you know, like, once I was actually in one of the cages, and then I got in pretty quickly. And then, you know, I just sat down on the bench, and there was, and within a few minutes, there was a girl and a guy, like, sitting, like, next to me, and the guy was, like, between us. But, I mean, she was his, I guess she's his girlfriend or whatever. He starts coughing, and then he only had to go outside because someone told him he had to use his cell phone outside. He couldn't use it inside the building. And so, and then there was, like, a homeless guy who, like, you know, rubbed his nose a couple of times, and I'm like, oh, really? And he was several feet away from me, and he just kind of looks at me, and I'm like, you know, why don't you just take it somewhere else? And then he, like, gives me, like, the double finger from where he was, and then I was just like, you know, he just kind of was, like, not quite leaving, and then there was just kind of staff person who was just kind of around, and so he walked away, and then, like, a male staff person walks by and sees me and, like, rubs his nose a couple of times, and then I look at him, I'm like, oh, really? And then he, like, leans over, and he goes, oh, you look upset. So, you know, I mean, obviously, I can't tape record a nose rub, you know, like, I can't tape record it if someone, like, I can't show that. I don't have, like, a video camera. So he, like, leans over. He's like, oh, you sound upset. And he's, like, trying to sound like he's being nice to me because he doesn't know if I have the tape recorder going or not, right? And I'm like, no, you know what? If I need to talk to someone, I will let you know. He's like, okay, well, you seem upset, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, yep, have a good night. And then, you know, I'm sitting here not doing anything, just sitting out there reading. And the guy comes out with, like, the dustpan and the broom. And I was just like, and he just, like, kind of, you know, I could hear it behind me. And finally I look up and I see I see him. And he's, like, comes around the front. And then when I come into the bathroom, he, like, walks over to the bathroom and is, like, you know, cleaning out his dustpan into the garbage can, like, right outside the bathroom. What? Doesn't he need to do the entire floor? Or doesn't he need to do everything out there? You know, to make sure to, like, you know, to make the whole place clean because of dirty me. No, he has to follow me directly to the bathroom and, like, show everybody, right, that's exactly what he's doing. It's just, I cannot believe this, the fucking unending viciousness, and this is, it's completely unreasonable.